From the annual shareholders meeting in our headquarters building, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heaser. Every year, publicly held companies hold an annual shareholders meeting. Our chairman of the board, president, and CEO, Gary Kelly, presided over the event. And this is when shareholders vote on various items and elect board members, you know, business stuff. Now, due to the SEC and the laws that govern publicly traded companies, shareholders meetings are typically, how do I say this nicely, not too terribly exciting. Parts of the meeting are actually scripted, but sometimes big announcements are made. Like this meeting, Gary announced that we are starting service to Milwaukee later this year. So that's kind of cool. But there are also certain things that have to be disclosed about accounting practices, which for most people can be kind of dry. Now, lest you think the audience was falling asleep listening to how Southwest Airlines GAAP accounting practices apply to the fiscal balance of the fiduciary balance, I don't know what I'm saying. But if you want to know more about that, you can go to southwest.com, and under About, there's an investor relations section, and you can learn all about it. By the way, GAAP is spelled G-A-A-P, and it stands for, I don't know what it stands for, and it has nothing to do with the clothing store. Now, legally, specific words and terms and phrases have to be said at these meetings, but nowhere does it say that those words can't be rapped. Now, you may have heard of David Holmes. He's one of our flight attendants who raps. He's gotten famous for rapping the PAs, or the public address announcements that flight attendants make at the beginning or end of the flights. Maybe you've seen him on a flight. He's also been on The Tonight Show, and his videos on YouTube have been viewed more than 1.5 million times. I ran into David after the meeting and got to speak with him. Later on, the segment that I'll be playing you where David raps, the first voice that you hear will be that of Gary Kelly introducing him. And it goes a little something like this. We're here at the annual shareholders meeting, and we had a bit of a surprise, I guess a bit of a treat. I'm here with David Holmes, also known as the rapping flight attendant. I suppose I should say that we have a lot of flight attendants who sing and tell jokes and entertain, in addition to their other services, but you take it one notch higher. You've been rapping, you've gotten quite famous on the internet, YouTube, The Tonight Show. David, you know, the lot in-flight training, do they teach you to entertain like this?
No, they basically just told us to use whatever parts of our personality are already there and allow that to shine on the job. They told us not to be something that we're not.
Well, there's a lot of flight attendants that I've heard sing over the years, but somehow you've captured the imagination of the country. You've been on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. You were a plant in the audience. Can you tell us about that night?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. They actually reached out to me, and I was sitting in the audience as a pre-selected member, and they basically gave me 30 seconds to show the world my rapping skills, as it were.
Well, you kind of got discovered on YouTube. You've been, you do your rap. What you did today here was sort of interesting. To my knowledge, this is the first time that GAAP and non-GAAP disclosures have ever been wrapped in a shareholder meeting. Do you know any others?
No, I can't say that I do. But this was a lot similar to rewriting the PAs that were mandated to do into rap form.
You did a rap about GAAP and non-GAAP. In fact, why don't we play that right now?
So I would like you all to please help me welcome our rapping flight attendant, Las Vegas-based, outstanding Southwest employee, and rhythmic ambassador of Southwest culture, Mr. David Holmes.
Wow, what a build-up. Rhythmic ambassador. So I guess I got to kind of live up to that. So unfortunately, I'm going to have some audience participation here so I can do this right. So I just need three things from everybody in here. Could you stomp? Could you clap? And please stay on beat. I will take care of the rest. So let's get this going and see what happens. So give it to me. Stomp, clap, stomp, clap, stomp. Clap, very nice. Clap to the beat with the person beside you. The reason I'm here is to provide you with entertainment. That's understandable. We do this meeting every year. In other words, it's annual. We want to give you a more complete picture of Southwest results, so you get a mixture of non-GAAP results that'll be included in comments by management, not to be disputed. On the website, in case you haven't seen this, southwest.com for your convenience. Go to the section, Investor Relations. There you will find a reconciliation of these results from non-GAAP gap to gap. I bet you didn't know that you would hear it in a rap. Also included on the site is a description of factors that just might impact the statements you'll hear at this meeting. The forward-looking statements, and this bears repeating, forward-looking statements are things that have to be based on the company's goals and strategies, estimates, beliefs, and intentions for the future that we need to mention. Now that you heard everything that we told you, Southwest is glad that you're all shareholders. Here's Gary Kelly, the CEO. So grab the mic, Gary, because now it's your show.
I forgot to tell the board about that, but...
Now, did you were given, obviously you had to have been given some of the criteria, some of the words that had to be said. Do you actually understand the accounting practices that you were speaking of? I don't.
I understand a percentage of it, somewhere between 0 and 100%.
So it was a gap wrap.
It was a gap
wrap. Or was it a non-gap wrap? I'm not sure.
It was a gap wrap.
Do you just do this for fun, or do you have aspirations of coming out with an album one day that doesn't involve shareholder meetings and flight attendant PAs?
Absolutely not. All this is me loving my job, and people seem to like me loving my job. Now, if an opportunity comes along, would I look at it? Of course, because I'm having fun. As long as it's fun, I'll do it. But if this ended tomorrow, it was still a great ride.
Do you do it every flight?
No, I do it more now because I'm getting recognized.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah, but I try to pick my battles.
So you're with the fame, you're starting to be recognized on the planes,
yeah,
everywhere?
Yeah.
People, you go to Target, people recognize you.
No, it's only happened off the plane once. So it's only happened off the plane once. It's happened out of uniform once. Usually if I'm actually working a flight, that's when
In context, people start to recognize you.
Right.
Hey, thanks for talking with me.
Thanks for having me.
I hope to have you on a flight one day.
I'll be waiting for you.
Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2009. The rapping flight attendant has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices. And that includes microphones.